弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
那我们再次跟我们左右前后的弟兄姐妹们一起来彼此问安。
Say hi to the people around us, our brothers and sisters.
今天讲到的题目是幸福小组。
The sermon topic today is about the happiness group 幸福小组。
主要呢是希望说借这机会让华音崇拜的弟兄姐妹们能够更多认识跟了解幸福小组的特色。
It is through this that we hope that the opportunity for the brothers and sisters in the bilingual service to also know about the happiness group.
还有就是喜言堂我们去接受或使用幸福小组的这个原因跟从幸福小组所得到的帮助。
And also to know how our church, Jubilee Church, uses the幸福小组share the gospel，
以及我们希望说能够在喜言堂有更多的小组呢，一起来参与传福音的这个服事。
And to have more cell groups to participate in sharing the gospel with others。
今天我们要选读的经文呢是《使徒行传》跟《哥林多前书》。
The verses we are reading today comes from the book of Acts and also from the First Corinthians。
《使徒行传》第二十章第二十四节。我却不以性命为念，只要走完我的路程，行完我从主耶稣所领受的职分，为上帝恩典的福音做见证。
In Acts chapter 20, verse 24, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace.
那段经文呢是哥林多前书第九章二十二的下半段跟二三节，说对什么样的人，就是保罗，我就做什么样的人，无论如何我总要救一些人，凡我所做的都是为福音的缘故，唯要与人共享这福音的好处。
The next verse come from 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 22. That's Paul.I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
在2019年开始呢，我们就接触到来自台湾一种称为叫做幸福小组的传福音的模式。
From 2019, our church had already started contact and learning about this.Model of gospel sharing, which is 幸福小组。
然后两年之内呢，我们就派了教会的教牧、长职，还有我们区的领袖们，就前往去参加这两次的讲座会或培训会。
And two years subsequent to that, we had sent our pastoral team, elders and deacons, and also the zone leaders to participate in some of the studies, conferences, and training related to this.
参加者呢基本上感到很兴奋，说诶，可以有这样类型的传福音的模式我们可以去使用。
And all the participants were excited and enthusiastic that there was such a model of gospel sharing for us to use.
然后呢我们就开始呢当时的区牧就是乃辉传道、伊林传道，我还有常牧师呢，我们就花了几个月的时间去为有八周的内容信息呢我们做些的修改跟整理。
And at that time, the zone pastors, which is Pastor Nai Hui, Yi Ling, myself, and also Reverend Chang An, we spent several months and to arrange and consolidate the material that is actually to be used over 8 weeks of the program.
然后是为了说它能够更符合我们这个新加坡本地的教会的处境，还有就是喜莲堂的这个神学教导。
And such that the material would be more suitable for to be used in Singapore and our environment, and also it is also consistent with the teaching and the theology that our church recommends.
主要是告诉大家呢，我们喜莲堂采用这个幸福小组呢，作为传福音的平台，是经过我们很深入的探讨筹备之后呢，我们才介绍。鼓励跟推动给全教会能够一起来参与这个幸福小组的这个聚会。
In other words, this is to tell our church that before using the material from the Happiness Group as a platform for sharing the gospel, there's been a lot of preparation, planning before we introduce and encourage and to move the whole church in using this model.
除了协堂教会有做幸福小组，在新加坡很多教会，特别是大型的教会，他们有在做幸福小组。
Besides our church, there have been also other churches in Singapore that have used this model.
比如说 FCBC 大家都认识吗？
And you might have heard about Faith Community Baptist Church, which is FCBC.
他们呢比我们做得更快更积极。
They have moved faster and were very enthusiastic in mobilizing.
他们可以发动到整个教会的各个小组都去做幸福小组。
They have mobilized every one of their cell group in the church to use this program.
而且他们很快地将所有的这个所谓的八周的信息全部翻译成英文，而且也写下来让你们知道说怎么去做这个幸福小组。
And they had moved quickly also to translate the material for the 8 weeks into English and also to use it in their cell groups.
他们就是为了说希望能够让他们的年轻的群体的小组呢都可以一起去做这幸福小组。
Such that they actually wanted the young groups cell gatherings to be able to use the material.
而且这些我都送到的网页里面可以下载那些所有的内容，他们都公开给大家去使用。
And the material is also available to the public to be downloaded from their website.
根据 SBC 的牧师告诉我说，他们一次的幸福小组至少有百多位的新朋友参加幸福小组。
And the SBC pastor shared with me that one of the when they ran the program, there were more than several hundred people who had participated.
而且呢，大部分参加后呢，都愿意做这个决志，甚至说洗礼加入这个教会。
And many of them had decided to also have their confirmation and also baptism and join the church.
然后在幸福分享幸福小组更多的信息之前呢，我想先跟大家从保罗为这个福音做见证的心态跟行动呢来去讲起。
Before I go further into the happiness group what our church has been doing, let me also share with you about the Apostle Paul. And about his mentality and his motivations.
帮助我们呢，能够从他身上可能去了解、去学习，说，哎，保罗为何或者说如何呢，去能够有这个传福音的热忱跟这个委身。
To help us to understand from the Apostle Paul, and to learn from him how he could sustain this zeal and enthusiasm and his submission to the gospel.
而且为了福音的缘故呢，他可以说放下他自我，然后呢，甚至不以这个性命为念呢，就算遇到各种的迫害，这个所谓的灾难呢，他都要为上帝的福音继续勇敢的去做这个见证。
Such that Paul, for the sake of the gospel, was willing to humble himself, to even sacrifice his own life, in spite of all the difficulties and all the hurdles and obstacles that he had.To bravely witness for the gospel.
我们刚才所读的经文《使徒行传》第二十章二十节告诉我们说，保罗他愿意为上帝的恩典的福音呢去做这个见证，就算失去了他的性命，他都可以。
In the verses that we read in Acts chapter 24, Paul says that he was willing to even offer his life for the sake of the gospel.
我们都知道保罗他确实是如此，因为根据圣经的这个记载呢，关于许多保罗的事情我们都知道是这样。
And we know that in truth this is actually what happened, that documentation in the gospel about the apostle Paul and what he had been through and all the difficulties.
而且呢，保罗在这个哥林多后书呢也有十一章那边也告诉我们说他是怎么样的去传这个福音。
And in 2 Corinthians, Paul also describes how some of the difficulties that he had encountered when he was sharing the gospel.
他这么说，他们是基督的用人吗？我说句狂话，我更是，我比他们忍受更多的劳苦，做过更多次的监牢，受过无数次的鞭打，常常冒死。我被犹太人鞭打五次，每次40卷减去一下。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23-26, are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one.
Okay. 看得到吗? 保罗在这里呢, 他说, 我为了传福音呢, 又被鞭打, 然后又被抓去这个, 还有就是说要去坐牢。
Paul describes himself being flogged and even imprisoned for the sake of the gospel.
然后呢, 第25节告诉我们, 他继续面对什么问题呢? 他说他被棍打了3次, 被石头打了1次, 然后呢, 遭这个海难3次, 一昼一夜在深海里挣扎。
In verse 25, he says, 3 times I was beaten with rods, 1 time I was pelted with stones, 3 times I was shipwrecked, I spent a night and a day in the open sea.
然后呢, 26节告诉我们说, 他在, 海上啦, 陆上啦, 地上啦, 都遇到了很多各种的危险。
And in verse 26, he describes the danger that he encountered, whether it was on the sea, in the rivers, or traveling, and all the bandits, and all the danger he had encountered.
请问我们有没有在我们现在的 生活里面, 你有没有说为了传福音被那个鞭打过的有没有, 在我们当中?
Has anybody ever been flogged for the sake of the gospel?
有没有? 有没有被棍打过为了传福音?
Anybody has been bitten by rods because of the gospel?
我有遇过的是偶尔是给人家拿扫把去追着来, 说不要可能进来这样。
I had myself been chased by someone with a broom to chase me away. Yeah.
我们看见保罗他虽然身处逆境, 可是他仍然很大胆, 然后说很热心, 然后甚至全力地去宣讲这个所谓的福音的真道。
We see Paul, in spite of the adverse circumstances, he was bravely and with full of zeal, he was able to share the gospel with in his ministry.
难道保罗是疯了吗?
Is he mad?
弟兄姐妹, 保罗是疯了吗?
Brother and sister, is he mad?
有舒服的日子不要好好过。
He did not, he could just continue in his comfortable life.
竟然为了说去传福音呢，被鞭打，又被棍打，然后又被丢石头，然后还要被抓去坐牢等等。保罗是不是真的很笨？ 老伯真的是不是疯了呢?
He actually forsake a comfortable life, and for the sake of the gospel, he endured suffering, caning, with rods, stone, being stoned, being in prison. Is Paul really silly, or is he just mad?
各位，请问保罗是真的笨？ 是疯了吗?
Is he stupid or is he crazy?
是不是?
Is that so?
是吗? 我想不是。
I don't think so.
如果不是的话, 为什么他要选择这样的去过他的日子呢?
If that were not so, then why should he choose the way to lead his life?
我认为是因为保罗他清楚知道耶稣所交付给他的使命。
Because I think Paul clearly knows that the commission that Jesus had given him.
然后他也知道说要为耶稣而活的这个人生的目标。
And that he is to live his life for Jesus.
就是要为福音来去做见证, 然后要将这个福音呢, 能够传给更多的人。
And that means to witness the gospel and to share the gospel with more people.
我们在座很多都是基督徒。
There are many Christians amongst us.
我想问一下, 你跟我是否都清楚, 现在都很清楚说, 耶稣给你的使命是什么?
Let me ask you, are you clear about the mission that Jesus has given to you?
你知道耶稣给你的使命是什么吗?
Do you know the mission that Jesus has given you?
除了说努力读书,
besides studying hard,
然后去找好的工作,
finding a good job,
然后去拼事业,
to rise in your workplace,
结婚, 然后去赚钱, 养家之外,
get married and settle down to feed the family,
你我为他而活的人生目标又是什么呢?
You and I, when we live for Jesus, what does it mean?
另外, 我想造成保罗有这种的这个心态, 或许是他有这个使徒的职分。
Perhaps having this state of mind, maybe because as an apostle,
但我相信他更知道说他拥有了新的生命和有这个知道怎么活着的样式，所以他去如此去过他的生活。
And that he, because of his status, he knows this new life that he has and the life he is lead.
所以我就举一些的经文例子来给他看一下。 比如说罗马书第六章里面有讲到。
And some of the things that Paul had said, for example, in Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
比如说在第四节, 所以我们借着洗礼归入死, 和他一同埋葬, 是要我们行事为人, 都有新生的这个样子, 像基督借着父的荣耀, 从死人中复活一样。
And Paul says in Romans, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
当他有新生命的时候, 保罗又这么说, 在加拉太书第二章20节说, 所以现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
And Paul says in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
所以当保罗他成为 使徒或者成为这个基督徒之后, 他知道说传福音呢, 是一种与基督联合的一种新生命的展现, 也是活着的这个样式。
And so to Paul, when he became a Christian, when he became an apostle, to him, to spread the gospel, it means to be united with Christ in this new life, and this is the way he is to live.
所以我相信因为这些是造成保罗说就算他面对怎么的困难怎么的鞭打本来给人家丢石头他都要拼了命去将福音传给更多的人。
And because this is his mission, so in spite of all difficulty, in spite of all challenges, being a stone, being whipped, this is what he wanted to do, to share the gospel.
根据圣经的教导, 我们都知道, 耶稣也将这个传福音的使命来去给予, 或托付了我们每一个去跟随他的人。
And according to the teaching in the Bible, Jesus had also given this commission to everyone.
或者也给了所谓的教会。
And given to everyone and given to the church.
而福音的能力呢, 不是只是把真理所宣告出来而已。 甚至他要被传于外邦, 然后也要叫世人来去相信, 也去接受, 也去信服。
And the power of the gospel is not just to proclaim it, but also to share it with the Gentiles, and also to the rest of the world, so that they can understand it, and they can it will be part of their lives.
谢谢刚才腾贤, 弟兄的这个祷告。 他说教会, 不是只是我们在这里一起的聚集, 一起来去好像过一个社交生活而已。
And I thank Brother Teng Hin's earlier prayer that it's not just a social gathering in church. It should have a higher meaning, including prayer.
跟我今天讲到的内容很符合，就是教会不单只是要为信徒而存在，也是为未信者而存在。
And I'm reminded that the church exists not only for believers, but also for unbelievers.
当教会不去传福音的时候呢, 教会就会渐渐失去了作为存在的这个价值。
And when the church does not preach the gospel, it gradually loses its existential value.
所以教会不是单单为信徒存在, 也是为未信者而存在的。
So the church exists not only for believers, but also for unbelievers.
感恩我们喜仁堂有一群弟兄姐妹们, 他们都 不单了解, 也愿意说去委身参与这个所谓的传福音的这个开展。
We are thankful that in Jubilee Church there's a group of brothers and sisters who not only understand but willing to also sacrifice themselves in starting the happiness cell groups.
他们很认真地花很多时间去接受所谓八周信息内容的所谓的这个 认识。 他们也参与了教会给予的这个培训。
And they were diligently involved in the learning and studying the program for the 8 weeks, and also to participate in the training sessions that were provided.
他们甚至参与了所谓的拍摄宣传的这个视频, 也诚挚邀请大家呢一同能够参与, 比如说去邀请 那些的 best 新朋友来参与这幸福小组。
And they were also participated in the video recordings and the material preparation in order to invite best or new non-believers and people from their families to come and participate and join in.
请看我们去年所拍的宣传片。
Have a look at the video that was prepared from last year.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹同工们大家好，我们幸福小组就即将开展了。幸福小组是神通过我们把福音和快乐带给我们的朋友，我们亲戚们，我们的组员都做好准备了，他们也被培训了，他们也把时间付出，万事俱备，只欠东风。那东风就是你，我们请大家能够这时候努力的去邀请你们家人的朋友来参加我们的幸福小组，我们呢期盼到时见到他们。
哎，掌声鼓励一下我们的陈兰长老。什么是幸福小组呢
？What is happiness cell group？
幸福小组是按照人现代人的需要呢，从圣经中呢去发展出来一种呢复合式的传福音的策略。
So the happiness cell group uses the basis of the platform to for the needs of the modern person。And then from the Bible to develop something that could be used as a way to sharing the gospel.
它可以在家里，可以在公司，可以在学校等等的生活不同的环境里面呢，都能够开设这样的一个小组。
And such a program could be used in a family, in an office, also in church, in schools.
幸福小组呢是传福音的小组，它开放给可能初信者。或者是说还没有信的人，我们称他们是 best。
It is a group for sharing the gospel, and it could be welcoming for pre-believers or people who had just come to be interested in the Bible.
让他们呢可以轻松的就来到这个小组里面呢去听这个福音。
And such new friends are called best, and in such a more relaxed setting, they could come and listen and know about the Bible.
让他们接受了福音之后呢，他们就可以被邀请进入到我们的细胞小组、生命小组里面呢，继续的来去听到，然后进入到教会里面去。
And through this introduction and through these happiness cell group, they could encounter Jesus and subsequently to join the cell groups and the live groups in our church.
而幸福小组呢，是一种就是团队侍奉的一种的方式。
And it is a way of serving in a group setting.
他只需要有一位叫做组长，还有三或四位的这个核心组员呢，就可以组成幸福小组。
A group is formed from just having a leader as well as three or four participants who are supporting him.
然后彼此可以轮流去负责去带领敬拜，玩这个破冰游戏，或者是说来去分享见证、分享信息内容等等。
And through this, they could take turns to lead worship, ice-breaking games, and also to share and witness.As well as to share the gospel, the contents of the gospel.
所以呢，透过团队的一种的方式呢，来去服事祷告。
And through as a group to serve and to pray.
然后呢，来去传讲这福音呢，就减轻了说你要一个人去向人家传福音的那种压力和恐惧。
And so such a manner of sharing the gospel would reduce the pressure and fear of participants in the group.
这种的方式呢，可以让大家能够去参与。就算你说我没有传福音的恩赐的能力，但是因为这个团队呢，我们可以彼此的来去帮助，可以发挥各自的恩赐去传福音。
And because such group setting, for people who feel that they do not have the gift to share the gospel, there's less pressure and could come together as a group to do it.
然后刚才我提到说，我们有整理过一套了，就是有八周的幸福小组的信息的内容。
And I mentioned earlier that we had the church had already arranged a set of materials for 8 weeks of the program.
然后呢，我们也其实也设计了一些的特别的这个所谓的A3 的这个所谓的卡片，让你在讲的时候呢，后面其实是有答案内容可以让你去跟对方分享的。
And we had also prepared some materials and posters so that it could be used in the group to share and with answers behind.
然后呢，我们也准备了一些的这样的一个卡片呢，玩游戏的卡片，还有就是祷告卡呢，给大家可以去使用。
And there are also these cards that we could use for ice-breaking games as well as for prayers.
而且特别的是告诉大家，我们做了几次幸福小组，我们有给他们抽这个祷告卡， 他们每次抽到的那祷告都是他们心中所要祷告的内容，是我们感到非常的神奇。其实我们讲这是圣灵的带领的工作。
And just to share with you that it is quite amazing that we had actually used the prayer cards so that the new participants could draw a card and have a prayer item. And frequently what they wanted to be prayed for is actually what had been on their mind. And that's really quite amazing and a great witness to all us.
这是我们亲身经历，亲眼看见圣灵的工作在我们当中。
And this is what we see and feel about the work of the Holy Spirit.
而幸福小组最大的特色是什么呢？
And what are the highlights of the happiness group?
它是一个传福音的平台，向人分享了上帝在我们生命的改变跟见证。
It is a platform for evangelism to help people understand and accept the gospel.
然后呢，帮助人去认识、相信跟接受这个福音。
And to help people to come to know about the gospel and to accept it.
然后幸福小组呢是团队去传福音的，是一种团队共同合作的一个方式。
And it's a platform which is done as a group. There's group evangelism where teams work actually together.
当然也有这机会让信徒们得到培训，能够有机会参与这个传福音。
And through it, it allows an opportunity for believers themselves to be trained and to participate.
幸福小组呢不单是一个传福音的平台，可以向微信组的家人去传福音。
Not only is it a platform to share with family members,
而且呢，可以带领他们做这个决志祷告，然后去接受这个救恩。
For people to come to the Lord through prayer and participation.
这个是我们信徒小组里面所做的时候，我们当中有人做了这个决志的祷告。
And here where people who are praying and coming to the Lord.
然后呢，我们也很高兴的看到，就是说他们不单做了决志祷告，我们有些比如说那个下面那个范姐妹，她也领洗了。
And through it all, there also amongst us people, 范姐妹 who has also been baptized.
还有一位准备应该是在今年年底会准备洗礼。
And there's another also willing to be baptized at the end of the year.
我想这是我们最感到最高兴最兴奋的事情，当我们能够将福音传给别人的时候，他们愿意相信接受主耶稣，我想不单是我们欢喜快乐，连天上的众天使也在欢喜快乐。
I think the joy of leading people to the Lord is not only amongst us but also the angels in heaven.
不单对我们有去传福音给别人，对那些参与的核心主人来说，他们其实在做幸福教的时候也得到很大的个人自己的帮助。
Not only to the people who come and participate, but also to the people preparing and just joining in as core members, they had also received a lot from the Lord.
对圣灵奇妙的作为呢，有更深的体会和这个领受。
And they had also received a deeper understanding of the gospel and touched by all the preparation experience.
我特别邀请了其中一位核心组员 Josephine 来给大家分享他做整个幸福小组的得着的帮助是什么。
Let our sister Josephine share with you her experience.
Hi, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm Josephine, and I want to thank the Lord that our church is currently ministering the happiness group, or what we call 幸福小组. When I first heard about 幸福小组, I was very delighted because I have always longed to evangelize together as a church, as one body in Christ.In my current 幸福小组, I get to see that we're sharing resources. We take turns to have house visits and get to know each other's besties. We also come together to plan activities for our besties. Besties are definitely not the easiest people we have to evangelize. We have those friendly ones as well as those die-hard ones. Let us not be disheartened. Let us remember that we are doing this together. And when we are praying for one another, we get to see how the Lord works in us. And we get to see the grace that is working also in our besties' life. Let us not keep our Lord waiting anymore. Let's do what we need to do. And let's start it.Right now. Thank you.
谢谢主持人的分享。 确实在传福音的过程当中最困难的就是接触点。
Truly the most difficult part about sharing the gospel is actually the starting point.
开展幸福小组呢面对最大的挑战是什么呢？就是很不容易能够邀请到新朋友来参加。
And the biggest challenge when we start the happiness groups is actually difficult to invite people to participate.
教会也知道这种的那个面对的这个难处。
And the church knows that this is a big stumbling block.
所以我们聚会过去这两年里面，我们都筹备很策划了，也编很多的预算呢，来去大力推动这个让新朋友可以参加的这个活动。
And so for the zones in the last 2 years, we've been planning, also preparing, as well as setting aside budget in preparation for some of these activities.
比如说让小组出去郊游，然后聚餐等等。
For example, allowing groups to actually have outings and also picnics.
然后每年呢都按时主办各种的活动，比如说我们去年中秋节的有邀请的那个苏醒一代来去带领这个敬拜晚会。
And every year as a schedule, we have tried to incorporate several performances. For example, in last year, Awaken Generation performance during the Mid-Autumn Festival.
我们也邀请了华乐团来去教会来表演，来吸引了很多人来参加。
And also the Chinese orchestra performance had also attracted a lot of people to participate.
我们今年有去庆祝140周年纪念，我们就是借这个机会希望邀请到更多我们的一些没有回来教会的信徒跟那些家人或者朋友来参加我们教会的聚会。
And the opportunity for the 140th anniversary celebration is actually to reach out to brothers and sisters who had not been back to the church for a while, as well as their families, to come and join us.
然后我们也邀请了来自台湾飞飞艺术团队来去做这个诗歌音乐会，然后当天晚上12号也吸引了大概有500多到600人来参加我们整个喜年堂的这个聚会。
And more recently, the group from Taiwan, the Fei Fei artistic group, they had their performance in August and attracted more than 500 people to step into our church and to participate in the activity.
我们目的是为了什么呢，弟兄姐妹？
And what is all the purpose? What is the purpose of all this?
我们的目的是为了什么呢？给你们来参加，很高兴看到一个表演吗？
Is it just to be very happy to watch a performance together?
不单如此，我们是希望说有这个机会让大家可以更容易去邀请那些没有信主的家人啊、同事、朋友啦、可以来到教会参加活动。
Not only that, but actually to have an opportunity to invite our non-believing family members, friends, colleagues, and friends to come and participate in church activities and to know about Jubilee Church.
然后呢，认识到我们喜年堂，然后有这个机会呢，通过建立更好的这个关系呢，以后可以邀请他们参加说幸福小组或者是福音组的等等等。
And to through this opportunity to share with to build a good relationship with them, so that there's an opportunity to invite them eventually to join happiness groups or even gospel Sundays.
这个也是我们教会去办这些大型活动主要的目的。
And so that's the purpose of why our church embarked on all these big scale, large scale activities.
感恩我们教会已经有大概有10组的幸福小组已经预备好了。
And the church has prepared 10 groups of happiness cell groups, teams ready to go.
大概我们有40位的人，他们已经随时准备好，都可以开这幸福小组向人家传福音。
And then we have about 40 believers ready to go in happiness groups.
那么可能你会问说，这样我们要成为幸福小组的组长或者是核心组员，需要具备哪些基本的心态？
And you might ask to be a happiness cell group leader or core member, what are the qualities that a person might need?
我想主要是有三方面。
And to me, there will be three important features.
就是你要对传福音是充满热情的。
Firstly, you must be passionate about the gospel.
因为你对传福音没有热情的话呢，你去做幸福小组是很难、很辛苦的事情。
Because without passion, you will find that it's very difficult to share the gospel.
当你对这传福音有热情的时候呢，你就会不一样的心情去做这个传福音的工作。
And when you're passionate about the gospel, the way when you participate in the cell group, in the happiness group, your feeling will be very different.
然后第二呢，你要对这个灵魂是充满有负担的，就说哎呀，他没有信主，我的家人没有信主，我的朋友没有信主，我要赶快让他们能够相信接受这个福音。
And secondly, you must have a burden for the soul, whether it is your family member, a close friend, or a colleague, that you feel that you must reach out to them.
可能你虽然说我们这次见到他，可能下次没有机会见到他了，所以要争取这机会，我要怎么去传福音给他们。
And you feel the urgency to share the gospel quickly because there might not be another opportunity that comes by again.
第三呢，就是能够要为福音呢放下自我。
And thirdly, to be able to humble yourself before the gospel.
好像保罗他所说的，他说对什么样的人，我就做什么的人。无论如何，我总要救一些人。
Just like Paul says in 1 Corinthians, that I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some.
而我所做的都是为了福音的缘故，我要与人共享这福音的好处。
Paul is doing everything he can so that he can let everyone have the benefit of the gospel.
我们可以有不同传福音的模式。
There can be different models to share the gospel.
还有不同的方法去传福音，不是只有单单幸福小组而已。
There can be many ways, it's not just happiness cell groups.
但是我们知道有点呢，就是说福音的内容呢是不会改变的。
But there's something we know, that the gospel and the contents of the gospel is unchanging.
而当我们面对不同的那个 best 的时候呢?
And to different best.
我们就需要有做怎么样的人?
The kind of person that we are, the things we say.
比如说我们要采取什么的语言来去跟他沟通?
How to communicate with them in words.
然后我们的身体的语言也是不是让人家感到可以接受和舒服的?
Our body language, is it something that the person would be comfortable with?
然后用大家所熟悉的方法能够去传这个福音。
And use different ways to share the gospel.
就是说我们愿意为了福音的缘故呢，我们愿意说可以改变我们自己，可以放下我的跟不同的性格等等。
And for the sake of the gospel, am I willing to put aside my own personality traits, my own habits?
所以要为了做这个传福音的工作呢，是要做出牺牲跟调整的。
So definitely there is sacrifice and adjustment on your part.
当然这个改变呢，也是一件不容易的事情。
Of course, this is not something easy.
因为可能这不是我的个性，可能不是我的那个很乐意跟人家传福音的等等的那个可能思维等等。
Because you might say this is out of character for me, this is not something that I usually do.
所以当我要去做传福工作的时候，我真的可能要付出很多的时间，很多的精力，等等的这个牺牲和代价。
And when we share the gospel, then we have to put in a lot of effort, maybe sacrifice some time, and energy.
但是我相信，正如杨牧师他说的那个，没有付不起的代价，只有看不见的价值。
And I believe also that there is no unaffordable price, but only invisible value in the things that we do.
可能我们会觉得说，哦，我付出代价太大了，太大的牺牲了，所以我可能很不容易。但是我觉得，如果来对比说，耶稣他为我们道成肉身，然后为我们受死牺牲、复活等等，那种的代价比呢，我相信可能我们的代价真的是不是很大。
You might think that this is a very high price for my personal inconvenience and time and sacrifice, but in comparison to what Jesus had done for us, to die on the cross for us.And to sacrifice himself. And I think in comparison, this sacrifice from our side is really very little.
愿神能够帮助我们，能够说，能够看见福音跟天国的价值。
May God help us to see the value of the gospel and of heaven.
然后呢，我们愿意说，为了福音的缘故，我们愿意付出一些的代价和牺牲。
And that we are willing to sacrifice some things for the sake of the gospel.
也帮助我们好像保罗这样一个想法，就是因为我们不是顾念看得见的，而是顾念看不见的。
And also to learn from the Apostle Paul, in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, he says, so we can fix our eyes on, not on what is seen, but on what is unseen.
原来看得见的是暂时的，看不见的才是永远的。
Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
意思是说我们能够不是只看到眼前短暂的所拥有的，而是我们要想将来我们所要的是什么，然后我们一起努力的为那个永远的来去做更多，付出更多。
So that our focus is not what is before us and easily seen, but what is unseen and in the future, before, a future and what is actually meant forever.
我们现在有十组的那个幸福小组，我们有当中一些小组还没有那个邀请到 BEST。
We have 10 teams of happiness cell group, and some of them have not had been able to invite new best friends to join them.
你们可以一起参与的，就是你们当中有谁，比如说你认识到你有同事朋友说我要请他去听福音、认识福音呢？我们欢迎你跟我们教牧联络，跟我们的所谓的幸福小组的组员联络，我们愿意的来为你们帮他们去向他们传福音。
And so if you have colleagues, friends or family who actually are potential participants as best, then I will encourage you to introduce them. You will approach the pastoral team or also the different happiness groups to join them.
也欢迎你跟他一起来，陪他一起来参加这幸福小组。
And of course to also join your friend in the group.
我相信你会得到很多和看见很多圣灵奇妙的作为在当中。
And I think through it all you will see the work of the Holy Spirit in all these.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，
Dear Father,
感谢你让我们有这个机会来去多认识一种传福音的模式。
Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to see and learn this model of sharing the gospel.
愿你帮助我们。
May you help us.
将传福音的这种的心放在我们当中。
To put this heart to share the gospel in us.
让我们能够对这个传福音有充满热情。
So that we be passionate in our heart to share the gospel.
让我们能够对那些还未得救的灵魂有负担。
And that we have a burden for the souls that are not saved.
更帮助我们有这个胆量和信心能够去为你向人传福音。
That we may have the courage and the confidence to share your gospel to those who have not heard it.
我们知道要传福音，我们要付出很多的牺牲跟代价。
We know that there may be sacrifices to be made.
但是我相信，我们当我们去做的时候，我们相信这是值得的。
But in the process of doing, we know that it is worth it.
让我们每一天都能够有这样为你而过活的这个人生的目标。
That every day we will remember that we are living for you.
如此祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.